Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. Today is November the 20th, 2010. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and my goal is to have the most straightforward, hard-hitting, information-packed show anywhere. And I'll be speaking the pure, unvarnished truth as I believe it to be. I want to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America for all his hard work and timely information. I want to welcome all Darren's listeners to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to thank everyone who's called me or written me or sent me information over the course of the last year. And today, I'm going to do something that, frankly, I've wanted to do for some time. And up until now, I could never get it all researched and written down in order. But as we all know, the internet is a great source of information. And voila! Someone has gone ahead and done the research and put together pretty much exactly what I was thinking to put together. I think of it as an alternative reality of the legal issues that surround and establish the current reality of what I call the American communist totalitarian dictatorship. In other words, this is an alternate true history of the legal foundations that are at work here in the United States. And rather than trying to impose, you know, my interpretations on the facts, I thought this researcher did a great job by just stating the facts and letting the facts speak for themselves. Most of the facts that are here, you know, I've either mentioned or talked about before, but I've never seen all these facts cobbled together in chronological order like they are too, like they are, you know, in this presentation. So without further ado, I bring you an alternate history of the legal underpinnings of the United States communist totalitarian dictatorship. In other words, how we got here today. Now, you know, if you've been taught any law at all, what you're going to find is that you're told our system is based on the British system of common law. And that's the extent of what most people know about the law. But if we back up in time here, and it goes all the way back to at least the 13th century, if not before, but the fact is that in 1213... a charter took place, and the King of England gave his possessions to the Pope. In fact, the 1215 charter took place. The King granted rights and lands to the barons, with the Pope signing off on the charter. Fact. A couple of months later, the Pope declared that the 1215 Magna Carta was null and void. Keep that in mind. So the Magna Carta was null and void as of 1215, and the Pope said so. Next fact, the King started businesses, he called them trusts, and he called them Virginia and Carolina in America. Fact, these American charters were non-revocable trusts. Keep this in mind, King George of England established non-revocable trusts in the United States. It's also a fact that the King claimed all lands in America settled by his subject as his as a matter of conquest. So King George owned all of the lands of America, and everyone that went over there was his subject. We'll continue with a few more facts of alternate legal history of the United States in just a few minutes. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and today's show is for November the 20th, 2010, and it's an alternate true history of the United States and the legal foundations, which everyone today is subject to. I was back here, and this is all these, you know, things I'm talking about now predate the American legal system. And the King of England started American charters, which were non-revocable trusts. It's also a fact that the king claimed that all lands in America settled by his subjects were his as a matter of conquest. So other fact is the king, by way of the charters, possessed allodial ownership of the land. So, he had fee simple ownership. Fact, by way of the charters, the king retained for himself and all his heirs and successors 30% of all gold, silver, and copper, which were to be sent to him annually. Fact, our forefathers declared themselves to be subjects of the king. Fact, the king had lawful title to this land. Our forefathers could not claim what they never owned. Another fact is the Revolutionary War was over taxation, not being subjects of the king. Fact, the king ceded the land above ground in the 1783 peace treaty to the states. But it's also a fact that the king did not cede the gold, silver, and copper to the states. Fact, the king could not cede the minerals to the states because of parties not yet born and successors yet to serve future kings of England as a result of the non-revocable trusts he created. Fact, the inhabitants really were not granted anything by the king. Since the king retained the mineral rights to America, no man, free or otherwise, could have or obtain allodial title to his land. This reduced him to being a mere tenant. The king allowed the inhabitants of the states to believe they were free, just as with the British people in the 1215 Charter and the 1689 Declaration of Rights. And so, you know, most people have never been taught that 1689, the British government and the people passed a Declaration of Rights. And this is where our Bill of Rights originates, is 1689 Declaration of Rights in Great Britain. Now, for a short period of time, exactly 11 years, the inhabitants of the colony's states were declared to be free men. So this is what we're taught. We're taught that we live in a republic of free men, and in actuality, this only really existed for 11 years. Now, the freeman status was ended with, you guessed it, the passage of the 1787 Constitution, the Organic Constitution, because all state inhabitants were now declared by their representatives to be citizens subject to the law of the U.S. government. The states then ceded their grants of land and most of their sovereignty to the 1787 Constitution and the U.S. government. Now, the king knew that a central government was going to be created by the states when he signed the 1783 Peace Treaty. And by the creation of the 1787 Constitution, a republic was created. This republic in no way was a hindrance to the king in regaining his land via taxation and banking. Fact, the 1780 Constitution created a 10-mile square district not subject to the restraints of the 1787 Constitution. In 1789, the Judiciary Act was passed by Congress, which established courts of law compatible with England, so contract and business would continue with England. Then, in 1791, Washington, George Washington, first president of the United States, who once said no to being the king, and also said he did not want independence from the King of England, allowed the office of the president to become a monarchy outside of the 1787 Constitution when he declared he was dividing the states into district states. So, the district states are subject to the president, and this has never been changed since 1791. Again, back in 1791, the Bank of the United States was allowed to be chartered by George Washington. And it's a fact that this bank was financed by the British Board of Trade, and it was controlled by the Pope and the Rothschilds. Then, in 1811, Congress refused to recharter the Bank of England, and England, of course, declared war on the United States. And it's another fact that in 1810... the 13th Amendment was proposed and ratified by three-quarters of the states, and this would have effectively removed the king's power of reclaiming his land from the American people by removing the possibility of lawyers, you know, esquires, people with titles of nobility, and that's what the original 13th Amendment, that was ratified, and it should be still in full force and effect. Were prohibited. Anyone with a title of nobility granted by the King of England could not run and obtain an office in the United States government. So every one of our congressmen and senators who are esquires, who are lawyers, who are, you know, have passed the bar, that every single one of them holds his seat in the Congress and the Senate illegally according to, you know, the 13th Amendment. Which, of course, has been pasted over by the new 13th Amendment, which says no slavery or involuntary servitude. Another fact is the War of 1812, which took place because the 13th Amendment was passed that kept lawyers from running for office. And, of course, the main objective was they burned all the documents in Washington. And, of course, they wanted to increase the debt of the United States, so the bank would have to be rechartered again. Another fact, the Jay Treaty of 1792 took place, giving away much of what was won in the 1783 Peace Treaty. Then, in 1816, the Second Bank of the United States was chartered. And then, in 1836, President Jackson refused to allow the bank to be rechartered. And, of course, an attempted assassination was made on him in front of the White House. And since the king was denied taxation through his bank, Congress then went ahead and passed the Act of 1845. His emissary and loyal subjects, the judiciary, the lawyers and the esquires, confirmed the Act of 1845 with the insular cases, which allowed admiralty law to come on land and granted the Congress and the President even more power. Then, England began using propaganda through the news media concerning the slaves in the South, when the King of England was the biggest slave trader in the world. And, of course, we know how that ended, the Civil War, which ended the 1787 Constitution, first by sign a die, that is, no lawful Congress, and second, by passage of the 14th Amendment. And this is the important stuff here. And we're getting right to the meat of it right now. This is what has affected every American citizen since the Civil War. And as you read there, the Civil War ended the 1787 Constitution. The organic Constitution came to an end. Why? Because there was no lawful Congress. Why? Because they wouldn't pass, the southern states would not pass the 14th Amendment. Of course, then the southern states were granted a full pardon by President Lincoln and Johnson, and the southern states retook their seats in Congress. Then the receded southern states voted on the 13th Amendment in Congress, and it was ratified by the southern states. That is, no slavery or involuntary servitude. Then the northern states redeclared war against the southern states because they refused to ratify the 14th Amendment. Then a permanent state of emergency was declared and martial law was put in place by the unlawful passage of the Reconstruction Acts. So this is what happened at the end of the supposed Civil War, when the southern states tried to pull out, when in fact, the British media, the mainstream media, convinced everybody that they should fight over the issue of slavery, when in fact, the people behind it, the King of England, was the biggest slave trader in the world. And so we can see our lawful state governments were removed by an unlawful military occupation by direction of an unlawful Congress. Fact, a puppet government was put in place by the unlawful military occupying commanders by direction of the unlawful Congress. Fact, the puppet governments of the southern states then ratified the 14th Amendment. Fact, the 1787 Constitution, by the unlawful passage of the 14th Amendment, was forever dead. Fact, with the king in control, the bankers began the rape of America. In 1869, only 1 year after the passage of the 14th Amendment, Gould and Fisk cornered the gold market for the bankers with the help of President Grant, which was known as Black Friday. Then, in 1873, Congress removed the silver coin from the market. And that same year, the crash of 1873 began and lasted for 3 years. Then, in 1900, Congress passed the Gold Standard Act and created a gold reserve of $150 billion and allowed the bankers to sell bonds to maintain this gold level. Then, in 1907, just 7 years later, the stock market crashed. Because of this crash, two death blows occurred in 1913. The 16th Amendment is passed and the Federal Reserve Act is passed. Then, the Federal Reserve Act, which was written in England at the Bank of England by New York and English bankers. And there you hear it. We're at the point of the next break. But you can see what's happened. The organic Constitution is overthrown by the 14th Amendment at the end of the Civil War. And You and I became the slaves. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason. I just do it all over again.
Night, welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I was just reading through this alternate history of the United States here. And we got to the redeclaration of the Civil War, you know, the important stuff here, where the southern states refused to pass the 14th Amendment, and the Congress then dismissed, or they redeclared war on the southern states. They dismissed all of the Congress of all of the southern states. They instituted a rump Congress, and, you know, the 14th Amendment is so bad, and I want to read a quote here. I want to digress for a minute on this. Because, you know, nothing is more important than we understand this 14th Amendment issue. And I'm going to read a quote here from the book, The Red Amendment, by L.B. Bork. And this is what President Andrew Johnson had to say about the 14th Amendment. The Congress was, you know, running this down our throat. And here's what he had to say. He said, one of the acts was deemed unlawful by President Andrew Johnson, and below is an excerpt from his intended veto. And he, of course, he intended to veto the 14th Amendment. Such a power has not been wielded by any monarch in England for more than 500 years. In all that time, No people who speak the English language have borne such servitude. It reduces the whole population of the 10 states, all persons of every color, sex, and condition, and every stranger within their limits, to the most abject and degrading slavery. No master ever had a control so absolute over the slaves as this bill gives to the military officers over both white and colored persons. I come now to a question which is, if possible, still more important. Have we the power to establish and carry into execution a measure like this? I answer, certainly not. If we derive our authority from the Constitution, and if we are bound by the limitations which it imposes, the United States are bound to guarantee to each state a republican form of government. Can it be pretended that this obligation is not palpably broken if we carry out a measure like this, which wipes away every vestige of republican government in 10 states and puts the life, property, liberty, and honor of all people in each of them under the domination of a single person clothed with unlimited authority? He goes on to say, here is a bill of attainder against 9 million people at once. It is based upon an accusation so vague as to be scarcely intelligible and found to be true upon no credible evidence. Not one of the 9 million was heard in his own defense. The representatives of the doomed parties were excluded from all participation in the trial. The conviction is to be followed by the most ignominious punishment ever inflicted on large masses of men. It disenfranchises them by hundreds of thousands and degrades them all, even those who are admitted to be guiltless, from the rank of freemen to the condition of slaves. President Andrew Johnson. Now, and I quote, and I'm going to keep reading here for just another second. The foregoing is the crux of what President Johnson stated in reference to the United States not having the authority to do what it has done. It is highly recommended that you read the veto in its entirety. This veto text was taken from a law review from the South Carolina Law Quarterly, see footnote 84. The importance of this point is grounded in what the Kabbalists had to carry out to circumvent the unlawfulness of the act via the 14th Amendment, the amendment that not only enslaved the Confederate states, but now also enslaved the other republics in the Union. And this is how it was accomplished. So there you have it. If you're wondering how you became a slave, it was all done illegally, and the government was overthrown. And this ended the de jure government, and this ended the organic constitution of the United States. And so I just want to digress for another minute here and say that I've been trading emails for a couple of months with the founder of a group called Citizen Power. And I keep telling him this, and he keeps saying that he's subject to the 1787 organic constitution. And he keeps encouraging all the members of his Citizen Power group to vote and support the insurgent government by their vote and to argue about, you know, all the things that are being implemented under Agenda 21 instead of what? Expatriating like the People's Awareness Coalition. No, he's an island maker. He wants to divide people. He's a maintainer of the system. And so I've unsubscribed. I will not communicate with Alan anymore. And I think he's wrong. And I'm going to say it right here on the air. He is taking people down the wrong road. Oh, boy, that went fast. We're back to our commercial break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on this fine Saturday morning, November 20th, 2010. Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And that's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about the positively unconstitutional acts that the Congress of the United States took immediately following the Civil War. And remember, the Southern states were not rebels. When they tried to secede from the Union, they had every right to do so. And Lincoln and the Congress decided that they wanted to maintain the Union and keep the Southern states in the Union by force, you know, completely in contraindication to what powers were granted in the Constitution. And then, of course, the Southern states refused to pass the Bill of Attainder. And again, a Bill of Attainder is a law that is specifically designed to steal from the citizenry. And this is exactly what it does. The 14th Amendment steals your vessel. It steals your body. It creates a trust, and it appoints the Congress as the legal owner of your body. And this is a communist totalitarian dictatorship. It has the semblance of a republic by the two-party systems. They keep us all fooled arguing about nothing because they're all going down the same path. And anybody that looks can see where that path ends, and that's in the total, absolute austerity program, hyperinflation, you know, the currency. And So again, let's go back to the facts here. This alternate reality, this alternate history of the United States. The northern states redeclared war against the southern states because they wouldn't ratify the 14th Amendment. And a permanent state of emergency was declared, and martial law was put in place by the unlawful passage of the Reconstruction Acts, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th Amendments. Lawful state governments were removed by an unlawful military occupation. The insurgents have taken over by direction of an unlawful Congress. Fact. Puppet governments were put into place by the unlawful military occupying commanders by direction of the unlawful Congress. These puppet governments of the southern states then voted to ratify the 14th Amendment. The 1787 Constitution, by the unlawful passage of the 14th Amendment, was killed. It is dead forever. And with that, the King of England again gained control. The bankers began to rape the American people. In 1869, only 1 year after the passage of the 14th Amendment, Messrs. Gould and Fisk cornered the gold market for the bankers with the help of President Grant. And this was known as Black Friday. Then, in 1873, Congress removed the silver coin from the market. That same year, the crash of 1873 began, and it lasted for 3 years. They're sucking the wealth out of the people. They're doing it with deflation. They wouldn't make loans, the banks. Then in 1900, Congress passed the Gold Standard Act and created a gold reserve of $150 billion and allowed the bankers to sell bonds to maintain this gold level. Then in 1907, only 7 years later, the stock market crashed. Because of this crash, they were able to implement in 1913 the 16th Amendment and the Federal Reserve Act. And this, in combination with the 14th Amendment, is what enslaves us all. The Federal Reserve Act was written by the English bankers at the Bank of England, by New York, and, you know, the aristocracy of the United States, the English banker, the New York bankers, the Eastern banker, you know, the people who own the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a direct descendant of England's Exchequer Bank, which comes from who? William the Conqueror and his taxation via the Doomsday Book. Fact, the Doomsday Book of William the Conqueror is the county recorder's office of today. World War I increased the national debt and saw the passage of the War Powers Act in 1917. The true United States Independent Treasury, created in 1846 that dealt in specie, was abolished by the Act of 1920, thereby allowing the private Federal Reserve Board to control the money of America as the fiscal agent of the United States. Between 1913 and 1929, the bankers and the Congress enter into gold-guaranteed contracts totaling $300 billion, when only 3% of that amount of gold existed in the world. Then the New York bankers, via fraudulent acts, transferred huge amounts of gold to the Bank of England by 1929, along with the debt of the United States, which brought about the stock market crash. Then in 1933, the American people are declared enemies of the bankers, and the conquest and transference of America is complete. In 1933, because of the United States corporation's insolvency, the United States is forced to reorganize and implement the social and financial programs mandated by the bankers of New York and England. In 1933, the king's holding and ownership of America's gold via the bankers is complete, and America's death is ensured by the acceptance of fiat money, Federal Reserve notes. After 1933, the king's collection of taxes increases, along with increased power given to the IRS, his collection arm. World War II increases the debt even further, which demands more taxes on the back of Americans now that they are co-sureties for the debt as defined by the Federal Insurance Contribution Act of 1934. Now that the enslavement of America is complete, The enslavement of the world was begun by the ratification of the United Nations Charter in 1945. The United States had to turn over $8 billion in gold to join the United Nations just 12 years after there was not enough gold in this country and it was declared having gold was a crime. The Korean and Vietnam Wars explode the debt heaped on the back of the American people. Here we are. I've given you just some of the historical facts contained in my research papers. Because they are a matter of history and are congressional record, they cannot be rebutted. I have done the legwork and have given the sources in my research papers. Those that are ignorant of history are doomed to repeat it. This was written by a fellow by the name of James Montgomery. Additional facts contributed by the informer not contained in my research paper. Fact: the bank was financed by the British Board of Trade that was controlled by the Pope and the Rothschild cabal. Fact: the United States Independent Treasury created in 1846 that dealt in specie, that is money that had both substance as form, was abolished by the 1920 Act, thereby allowing the private Federal Reserve Board to control the money of America as the fiscal agent of the United States. So, since we are all under the laws of conquest, we were fooled into believing that we were free citizens. The acts our government are doing in our name are part of public law. And just wait until the Noahide laws, which are waiting in the wings, are put into effect. Anyone up for people cutting off hands for theft and beheadings? There's several essays out there that have been written, and I wanted to go to another essay that addresses in more detail some of the things that I've been talking about in this. And it's amazing what we've been taught and how we've been indoctrinated with false information. And, you know, myself included, I'm having an incredibly tough time to break out of the matrix of my indoctrination. You know, I feel fortunate that I realize that I am a slave, and, you know, that I've been enslaved, ownership's been taken, a trust has been created. And, you know, of course I'm incensed by it, and I can't understand why, you know, people just, you know, they don't get it. So I'm beside myself, and I'm trying to find this other, information, and this is, here it is. Additional information and clarification on this 1213 treaty, which is basically still in a fork in full force and effect. My goodness, I just can't get it out this morning. Basically, this 1213 treaty, which was between the United States, England, and the Pope, is still in full force and effect. And it starts out, I like the way this guy writes, once upon a time, before the year 1066, the people of England held a loyal title to their land. Not even the king could take the land for not paying a tithe. William the Conqueror came in 1066, and he stole the king's title and took the land of the people. From William the First, 1066, up until King John, 1199, England was in dire straits. It was bankrupt. The king invoked the law of mortmain, the dead man's hand, so people could not pass on their land to the church or anyone else without the king's permission. Today we would call this probate court. Without mortmain, the king would lose the land he controlled. Now, the Vatican didn't like that because the king owed a lot of money to the Vatican. Now, King John refused to accept the Vatican's man, Stephen Langton, whom Pope Innocent III installed to rule England. Remember, in England, the church and state were one. So in 1208, England was placed under papal interdict, or a prohibition. And King John was excommunicated. And while trying to regain his stature, he actually groveled before the Pope, and he returned the title, the allodial title, to his kingdoms of England and Ireland to the Pope. As vassal, he swore submission and loyalty to the Pope. He accepted Langton as Archbishop of Canterbury and offered the Pope a vassal's bond of fealty and homage. And this is what we call the feudal system. 2 months later, in July of 1213, King John was absolved of excommunication at Winchester by the returned Archbishop of Canterbury, Langton. Then, on October 3, 1213, by treaty, King John ratified his surrender of kingdoms to the Pope, who, by virtue of his position as the Vicar of Christ, claims ownership of everything and everyone on earth as traditional. Now, you can go out and you can read this for yourself in the American Council of Christian Laymen. How red is the Federal Council of Churches? Madison, Wisconsin, 1949. Now you may better understand James Montgomery's latest as to why all the declarations, the Magna Carta, have no effect. And we'll read on to see why. Now people, tell me, where in the Bible did Jesus give any man this kind of power over all men and land? He didn't. He did not create a religion, nor did he create the office of Pope. The contract, the Treaty of 1213, was between two parties. Now, the barons of England would not put up with being slaves anymore, so they took to the sword and made King John sign the Magna Carta. Okay, so let me ask you a question now. Can you have a third party, the barons, break a contract between you and another person under duress at the point of a sword? Don't those of you who are forced into a contract reserve all your rights under the modern Uniform Commercial Code Part 1-207 and claim UCC 1-103? So doesn't this act of the barons violate the principle of natural law when they created the Magna Carta as having no force and effect upon a contract between two parties? Well, Pope Innocent III, the other contracting party, thought so. He declared the Magna Carta to be, and I quote, unlawful and unjust, as it is base and shameful, whereby the apostolic see is brought into contempt, the royal prerogative diminished, the English outraised, and the whole enterprise of the crusade greatly imperiled. Ah, isn't it wonderful? So the Pope, to introduce strife in England and Ireland that would help him, use Jesus' teachings to his advantage. And this is verified in the Gospel by two of his apostles. So, St. Levi, alias Matthew, cites Jesus at Matthew, X 34-36, and Luke 12:49-51-53. Nothing reveals the antithesis of government and religion more clearly than these facts. So, people, now you know who controlled the kings of England and the world. For the contract cannot be broken as long as there are heirs to both sides. Only the two parties, the king's heirs and the Pope, can break the contract. And what kind of contract is this that was created in 1213? A trust. And the trust is between now the heirs of the Pope and the heirs of the King of England. Now we have the Pope claiming the whole Western Hemisphere besides Europe. The Holy See of Antioch ruled all the easterly side, and the Holy See of Alexandria ran the western side. So there was a conflict. The Holy See of Antioch must not like what the New History of America put out about religion, for the authors received correspondence from the General Consulate of the Holy See of Antioch. Want to know how important the book is and how much damage when the whole truth comes out? Well, this article ought to rile their feathers even more. For those who are ignorant about geography, the Western Hemisphere is North and South America. So on with the story. The king had come to America to claim dominion over land that he obtained by deceiving the natives, the American Indians. The king operated under the Treaty of 1213, and everything was going along okay until the bunch of rogues, who we know as the Founding Fathers, decided they wanted the benefits, but they didn't want to pay the taxes to the king. And I'll take a break there and catch my breath, get a drink of water, and send you back to a note from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Bill Pozderek, and today's show is for November the 20th, 2010. I want to remind everybody that coming up at the noon hour, we have Todd McGreevy in Common Sense Revisited. I encourage everyone to stay tuned for his excellent show. And with that said, I'm going to stop reading. I hope I haven't been boring everybody out there with this, but I think this is really important to understand the true history of our legal system that they don't teach us in school. And that, you know, it seems that there's a conflict of law at the very foundation of the U.S. system. It seems that the system is based on this fraud. You know, the fraud of covering up the 13th Amendment that basically says no lawyers can be in the Congress making all these laws, that we have to have, you know, the average man out there, the working man, should be in the Congress and the Senate and not all these lawyers. And, of course, you know, the passage of the 14th Amendment by a rump Congress. And, of course, this has led to our democracy today, this communist form of government that we're suffering under now. And where the Congress has taken ownership of all the citizens, and we live under color of law, these insurgents, these criminals in government, and then we're encouraged to vote and give the insurgents credibility. And that's exactly what's happening. And you know, I'm just frankly not going to play anymore. I'm not going to get into these, you know, political arguments, because this separates us. What we need to do is we need to focus on the fundamental problem, the 14th Amendment that enslaves us, and we need to get rid of it. And we need to bring this up. And I don't know why, you know, these people that talk about liberty, like Ron Paul, you know, why he isn't hammering on this 14th Amendment, and why we don't have bills in Congress to get rid of this 14th Amendment. The Congress enacted it, the Congress can unenact it. You know, this is a stroke of the pen. They can fix the financial problems, get rid of the Federal Reserve. You know, they can fix this if they want to. But Americans have to get together and force them to. And I'll get off my pulpit, and I'll take our first caller of the day, who's been waiting for some time. Art in Maryland. Art, are you with me? How are you today?
Doing good, Phil.
What do you think, man?
Well, I was sitting there listening to you read that, and it brought a question to my mind. If what you read is true, then can L.B. Bork's process actually work?
Well, I hadn't considered that question. Can his process actually work?
Actually,
what his process does is take us back to the de jure government, to the lawful government. And since the insurgents do not have clean hands, by the clean hands doctrine, then under international law, they should not be able to prosecute you. So if you're living under God's law in the Republic of the States, then you should be isolated by the state constitution from the federal government.
Well, from what I was hearing you read, it don't sound like we've ever had a de jure government. We've always been owned by the king. Or the Vatican.
Well, that's an excellent point. And again, you know, we have these we have the illusion of freedom, and I mean, there is international law in effect. But it's all based on, you know, Roman civil law. You know, the Uniform Commercial Code is all based on natural law in the Bible. And so all these laws, you know, they should be in conformity. But, you know, we have these judiciaries that keep interpreting them and interpreting them. And, you know, by the color of law, which our Congress interprets the law for us, and we live under the color of law. And by changing the words and the meaning of words, and by using legalese, they can effectively make anything legal. So you're right, there is no rule of law in America. But I hear the music there. We have to go back.
It's true.